This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Prime. The president delivers remarks this afternoon on protecting consumers when there are flight delays or cancellations. The Secretary of Transportation is also scheduled to speak. And later tonight, it's movie time in the East Room. The president hosts a screening of American Born Chinese. The White House press release says it's in celebration of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. Authorities in Texas are identifying the dead gunman in Saturday's mass shooting at a mall as a 33-year-old Hispanic male.
According to two senior law enforcement officers, Mauricio Garcia was armed with a rifle and a handgun and was wearing a tactical vest. He reportedly lived with his parents in northeast Dallas, but was also staying at an extended stay motel in Dallas. His neighbors say he always wore a security guard uniform, but hadn't been seen in the area in recent weeks. Eight people were killed and seven others wounded in the weekend shooting at Allen Premium Outlets about 25 to 30 miles north of Dallas. I'm Skip Kelly.
The biggest challenger to the Democrats' presidential ticket behind Biden, Robert Kennedy Jr., speaking on TV Sunday, said that there's overwhelming evidence that points to the CIA orchestrating the death of the 35th President of the United States, John F. Kennedy, back in 1963, Dallas, Texas. The show is called Cat's Roundtable. JFK's nephew, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., told the host, "There is overwhelming evidence that the CIA was involved in his murder." End quote. Russia carried out drone, missile, and airstrikes early this morning on Kyiv and other Ukrainian cities, one day ahead of Victory Day celebrations, the Russian holiday that celebrates the defeat of Nazi Germany. President Putin uses the 1945 Soviet triumph over Nazi Germany to justify his invasion of Ukraine. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The California Reparations Task Force in Oakland, California, approved a list of recommendations over the weekend.
Those proposals will compensate and apologize to black people for generations of harm and racial discrimination. The state proposals agreed to Saturday include a formal apology from the state, compensation, and policy reforms that will help African Americans gain equity. Economists say reparations can cost up to $1.2 million for every eligible black person living in California. The committee is scheduled to meet for the last time on June 30th to finalize recommendations to the legislature. I'm Skip Kelly.
Most everyone is waiting to see what happens Thursday when the U.S. border will become a target of people wanting to get in with the elimination of Title 42. But some big economic reports are also going to be coming out that we should be paying attention to.
We're going to have a better read on the nation's economy this week as several reports are due to be released. The Consumer Price Index, which keeps track of inflation, is due out on Wednesday. That will be followed Thursday by the Producer Price Index and first-time unemployment claims. Then on Friday, consumer sentiment data will be released. I'm John Schaefer.
73-year-old Vida Blue, the former American League MVP and three-time World Series champion with the Oakland Athletics, died Saturday. Blue's family said in a statement, "It's with great sadness that the Blue family mourn the passing of our beloved father, Vita Blue." Lance Pry, USA News.
Attention timeshare owners, tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you. Great to have you with us. Also good to have Phil Hotzenpiller, the president and founder of American Faith. Hey, Phil, happy Monday to you. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Bill. How are you today?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Again, inspired by what you shared on Sunday. A lot of voices out there, Phil.
A lot of voices, and they're all loud. That's what I've noticed. You know, they're always, you know, there was a book years ago written, The Tyranny of the Urgency.
Yes.
I don't know if you remember that book. But
I remember that.
The idea was, if it's pressing you really hard to make a decision, you know, step back, see what's going on. And I think what happens with social media, I mean, I noticed my own life. I mean, I can scroll for 5 minutes and it seems like 5 seconds. And it's because the way that we're listening to all these voices, we're being, let's say, affected mentally, emotionally by what's out there.
Exactly. Well, I kind of like what Rich DeVos said one time. He went out to lunch. And he says that he makes it a habit to return all his phone calls. But he goes out to lunch and he comes back and he probably has 2 inches thick of messages that, you know, need responding to in some sense. You know, he's in an important position there. And so one time he finally gets back to a guy who had left a message 2 weeks earlier. And the guy was a little miffed, goes, "Man, I left a message for you 2 weeks ago. And here it is, you finally call me." He goes, "Well, I didn't ask you to call me in the first place."
Oh, but that's funny. That's great.
You know, but you're right. See, these voices in this information age in which we live in, this is, you know, I think where we need to have a spirit of discernment of what voice we're listening to. You're exactly right. I mean, we're being pounded with narratives, but then we need to understand, okay, where is that voice coming from? And I like what you said in going back to the Garden of Eden. And here, when Adam, our first parents, Adam and Eve, hear the voice of God, it comes from all directions. I mean, this is the distinct way that God speaks. It is so powerful and amazing that it's unlike any other voice. It is that voice that Jesus talked about when he talked about his sheep that hear his voice, right? They discern. They know that voice that is coming from the Good Shepherd, and they respond to that. And what I pray for, Phil, is that our ears would be open constantly to that ever-pervasive, undeniable voice of God.
Amen. And it's unique. I mean, I think that's the difference. You know, my grandfather had a farm in northern Missouri, and I used to go out there and spend summers and work with him, which was horrible work, I'll have to admit. For me, I wasn't cut out for that much work, I don't think. But he would go out and he would call the milk cows at, you know, for milking, and he would make this horrible sound. And I thought, well, I'm going to go do that, see if I can trick them. And I'd go out and I'd make that sound, and they wouldn't even lift their head from eating grass. And, you know, looking back now, application-wise, we've come a long way in our spiritual walk when we don't even lift our voice to the clamor that's out there in the world. We keep our heads focused in on, you know, just feeding in the richness of God's grace and glory.
Yeah, and it's so important that, you know, as you said, in order for us to know the difference between good and evil, to know the difference between the legitimate and illegitimate, especially in these times right now, as time is drawing nigh, I mean, look at the exposition of evil that has come upon us in such a short period of time, it seems, Phil.
Well, and I think, you know, that's something that's really interesting that you bring up, because I've been thinking about this. I thought, how long does it take, let's say, for a major city to a city in America to disintegrate? You know, and I don't know if it's 20 years, 50 years, whatever. How about for a country? And you think it's so big, you know, you couldn't sink a ship that big. And yet we see what's happened in just a couple of years.
Exactly.
The moral fiber, the economic stability, the view worldwide, globally, of America in just 2 years. I mean, if we had, what's two more years of this going to look like? Well, the answer is God only knows. God help us. And then what would another 4 years after that look like? And I think we could see the demise of America should we have a continuation of the policies and leadership we have right now.
Well, if God can raise a nation instantly, can not one be, you know, destroyed instantly? Look at the Summer of Love. How many cities were destroyed during that period of time? I mean, billions of dollars in expense, lost jobs. I mean, cities that still to this day have not been able to recover.
Well, and I think that's the answer is they're not going to recover, because you've got in place this denial on the part of what I'll call them social liberal progressives that this is the right way to do things, and yet it doesn't bring about the right change. You want to live in a city that's safe. That's, I think everybody wants that. I don't care who you are. You want to live in a city where people are employed. Everybody wants that. But the answer on how to get there is two different things, because one works, one doesn't. And we've got,
exactly,
to your point, we've got cities that I don't believe will ever recover. I mean, I see people, you know, the question is, does California recover? I don't know. I mean, it's gone from, you know, one of the richest pieces of geography, most beautiful, you know, in my opinion, in the world, down to parts of it which are scary and frightening and ugly.
Exactly. Known to be at one time the Golden State, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not so golden, exactly. Quite tarnished. Yeah, exactly.
Well, I was down in L.A. the other day. I had to go run down there for something, and I went by the most beautiful, gorgeous, largest Land Rover building in the world. It's brand new. Mm-hmm. And the entire street, just right up to where you get to it, was just filled with homeless tents, plywood shanties, you know, just a tragedy of human suffering, right?
Right.
I'm sitting there going like, I don't know, this just doesn't work in my mind. This is not the way things are supposed to work. You're not supposed to have this duplicity happening at one place. And I have compassion for those who are on the street, but that's really leadership's responsibility for the city of Los Angeles to find ways to make this work for everybody, to where you can have a beautiful, clean city and you can take care of homeless people.
Because it used to happen, Phil.
It did. It did.
And so, okay, so your point is, you know, when you say leadership, what happened to where now we have this manifestation of insanity happening in a beautiful town like Los Angeles, the city of angels? Phil, I used to go in there every day. I worked at a radio station there on, you know, just down the road from Hollywood and Vine was, you know, in Sunset. It was, you know, a beautiful area. And now you go downtown LA and you're watching, you know, tents on the overpasses, people living in, you know, just, I mean, it's pathetic. It's awful.
Yeah, it really is, and it's like the undisciplined parent who lets their child do what they want to do, and then the end result is the parents, you know, going to the church or going to the local counselor to try to figure out how to fix the problem that you created, and that's what we have happening in cities today.
We've got to go to break. We've got more from Hill Hudson Pillar. He is the founder and president of American Faith, senior pastor of Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California. Stay with us. We've got more coming up after this.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. That's 800-823-9853.
This report is sponsored by Office Depot. At Office Depot, teachers mean the world to us for all of their support, guidance, smiles, and tears. For the early morning extra help sessions, late night paper grading, and everything in between, their desire to create brighter futures and make the world a better place is inspiring. To thank teachers this Teacher Appreciation Week and beyond, teachers with a free Office Depot Office Max Rewards membership can get a special coupon for 30% back in bonus rewards on qualifying in-store purchases, including classroom supplies, arts and crafts, cleaning supplies, and more. Now through July 1st, visit officedepot.com/education to learn more. And thanks to the generosity of Office Depot and Office Max customers, the company raised over $2.1 million to support teachers, students, and Title I schools last year. The in-store school supply drive was recently enhanced, and this year will help hundreds of additional Title I schools nationwide. Visit officedepot.com or a local Office Depot or Office Max store to learn more.
Back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. We're talking with Phil Hudson Pillar, founder, president of American Faith. And Phil, as we were saying before, in this information age, and we live in this volatile political environment, culture is in chaos. Lots of voices out there, in American Faith. You're reporting Hollywood elites are joining LGBTQ groups for, drag isn't dangerous telethon. A Democrat candidate in Virginia says parents aren't capable of deciding a school curriculum. And, of course, there's others that are saying that, you know, being so bold as saying that our kids don't belong to the parents anymore, they belong to the government. Well, you know, what is that saying? And then you go, and then you got transgender activists announce Smirnoff partnership company denies sponsorship. I mean, they learned real quick after all that went on with Bud that they don't want to align themselves so quickly with this woke agenda, right? But lots of voices.
Well, you know, it's interesting. It seems like the people that get on this this bandwagon early always get bit.
Yeah.
And they never seem to learn their lesson. You know, they think that this minority voice is really a majority, you know, spending power, and they're not. You know, it's the average guy is not buying it, and not at all, and doesn't like it, doesn't want to associate with it, doesn't want to be a part of it. And I think, you know, maybe they'll learn the lesson. I kind of doubt it. I mean, it seems like they play double dumb all the time.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
Well, they keep wanting to defy gravity, as I say. And the thing that amazes me, Phil, is their conviction is based on theory. Whether we're talking about climate, everything, it's like, wait a minute, where are the facts behind all this? Nope. You know, this just the way it is. You know, you get some, you know, politician who's all emphatic and emotional about something. And, you know, next thing you know, you've got this alleged movement that's happening. And, you know, like the fundamental transformation of America, people go, what does that mean? But meanwhile, you know, based on that statement, here we've got the effects of that idea, the fundamental transformation of our country. And we're seeing the unraveling of this constitutional republic right before our eyes. It's dangerous.
Yeah, you know what this reminds me of is the before and after pictures. Imagine you got a before picture, and let's say it's an overweight, out of shape guy. Okay, I'll be the candidate for that one. Okay, so the overweight, out of shape guy, and say we're going to transform this guy, and then the after picture is he's twice as big as he was before, and he can't even get out of his chair, and you're going, wow, look at the great transformation we did here. No, you went the wrong way. You're supposed to get the guy in shape. And that's what's happening with this transformation of America. Yeah, great, but it's worse. Why do you want to make things worse than it was before? So we got two after pictures, and you know, or two before pictures, no after pictures. That's really what it comes down to.
Well, and it goes back to what you were saying earlier. This is where leadership comes in. You know, the Bible's clear, people without vision will perish. And that vision, that revelation comes from God. If you're not following the systems of God and what God has ordained, boy, you're running a high risk and you're going to end up with something other than what you intended. And that seems to be the case time and again because of the disconnect and the decoupling from God that this country has experienced. It's amazing. You know, you decouple from God, but we're going to couple with, you know, people that want to do us injury like China and these foreign countries.
Yeah, and I think that's a great way of looking at it. I mean, whoever you align yourself with, this is a basic principle that my mom and dad instilled in me. You know, you're going to become like who you hang out with, who you associate with, and who you listen to. And right now, America's listening to a bad voice and following a bad pathway. And time is going to reveal this. But hopefully it will reveal it in such a way that it reverses course and doesn't go down the same road again.
Well, what's happening, as you say, is that in the midst of all this madness, things are simmering. They really, I mean, you know, like it or not, they're simmering, and people are coming to the conclusion. Like, for example, you got a lot of polling, new polling regarding Joe Biden. People are saying he's not qualified. He physically, mentally, more and more, even from his own party, almost, over 25% of Democrats agree that Joe Biden is ill-prepared. I mean, there's some things you cannot deny.
Oh, completely ill-prepared. And, you know, you wonder if he knows anything that's even going on. I mean, to me, it looks like a complete disaster. I mean, from start to finish, I don't know that there's been a good decision made since he entered office. And who's making those decisions for him? That's what I want to know, you know?
Right. Well, he couldn't even go to the coronation of King Charles. And I don't think he could have withstood it. I mean, I don't know about you, Phil, but I'm at that point in my life that I couldn't be sitting there for hours without having to go to the bathroom. And here's King, I mean, here's King Charles. He's, seven, what, he's 76 years old? And he is there, you know, for an endless amount of, no wonder he wanted a short ceremony, abbreviate. But even still, it was probably, what, an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours? Well, yeah, that's right. Probably about three. More like 3 hours that he was involved. Man, I'm saying, you better have a diaper on me or something, man, because I can't be sitting there for 3 hours. Just me personally.
That's hilarious. That's funny. Put it in world perspective. I mean, this is part of what you do as a world leader. You go to, let's say, the biggest event in the last 75 years. Because,
exactly.
You know, the mother, I mean, when she was crowned queen, that was, what, 75 years ago or whatever it was?
Mm-hmm. Right, 75. Mm-hmm.
And now you've got the biggest event in one of our greatest allies. You're home napping. Basically,
yeah.
Why? Because you're not capable of running a country, let alone representing a country.
Yeah. So you send your wife and your granddaughter.
Makes sense to me.
I don't know. All right. So again, all that's going on. The other thing is look what's happening at our southern border. You've got Title 42 going away. You've got a queue of hundreds of thousands of people ready to invade our border, and the DHS Secretary Mayorkas says, hey, not to worry, it's not open. You know, 6 million illegal crossings, oh, come on, that's nothing. You know, we've got this under control. We've got this. You don't need to worry about it, right?
Well, you know what's amazing to me is let's put 6 million in perspective, okay? The largest city in America is New York City with 8.6 million. The next one is Los Angeles, 4 million, Chicago with 2.6. Okay, so we've got the entire population size of Los Angeles and Chicago combined that has come across the border in 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we're getting ready for a surge?
Right.
So that means we're probably going to hit, you know, my guess, we're going to basically transport illegals into the country the size of New York City, 8.6 million people. That's what's going to happen.
Oh, and they come in with loyalties that have nothing to do with the United States. They're beholden to the cartel. The only way they can get across that line is that they have got passage from the cartel. And they're wearing wristbands to tell you what their job is, that Mayorkas has no clue about the wristbands.
Yeah, amazing. Well, and you know, what's the end result? The end result is, I think it's twofold. I think on one hand, there's going to be a lot of wonderful Mexican people that are going to seek jobs and try to assimilate into America. And, you know, not that I believe this is the way it should be done, but I know there are a lot of wonderful people that come into this country illegally and have found ways to really make America a better place. That is a tragedy of not, of law on one hand, of not enforcing law. On the other hand, it's a blessing that they blessed America. But here's the other side of it, and you brought it up. The dangerous element that comes in, Title 42 is basically enacted. It's an old title to try to keep communicable diseases out of America. And Trump was able to figure out how to make that work during COVID. Mm-hmm. And that's getting ready to lift. I think it's May 11th, if I remember right.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so whatever.
Yeah,
whatever
Thursday.
That has now been pulled off the table.
Yeah. Exactly. And the thing is, again, unlike in previous times when we've had people come into the country, they weren't necessarily beholden to the degree that these people are in terms of their, you know, they have a level of fidelity to the cartels. They're beholden to them. And so how will that play out and at what expense? I think this is pretty risky, Phil. There's a lot of moving parts here. And, of course, the voices from all around, and we need to be more discerning of the voice. Thank you, Phil Hotspiller.
Air conditioner busted.
Thank you.
Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty.
Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
USA News Update. The president delivers remarks this afternoon on protecting consumers when there are flight delays or cancellations. And later tonight, it's movie time in the East Room. The president hosts a screening of American Born Chinese. The White House press release says it's in celebration of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. Authorities in Texas are identifying the dead gunman in Saturday's mass shooting at a mall as a 33-year-old Hispanic male.
According to two senior law enforcement officers, Mauricio Garcia was armed with a rifle and a handgun and was wearing a tactical vest. He reportedly lived with his parents in northeast Dallas, but was also staying at an extended stay motel in Dallas. His neighbors say he always wore a security guard uniform, but hadn't been seen in the area in recent weeks. Eight people were killed and seven others wounded in the weekend shooting at Allen Premium Outlets about 25 to 30 miles north. North of Dallas. I'm Skip Kelly.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Well, one of the hottest homeowner trends is creating a backyard oasis with an amazing outdoor entertaining area. Can you imagine that already? Well, joining us today with inspiration is HGTV host and residential home builder Matt Blashaw. He's back with us. The superstar is teaming up with the Propane Education and Research Council to share the number one question he's getting from homeowners and how propane can help make the dream a reality. Hey, Matt, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Okay, we're eager to hear what homeowners are asking of you. What are they asking?
Yeah, the trend is moving outside. My phone is ringing off the hook now that it's springtime. Families are spending a lot more time at home. They realize that they want to get to the outdoors. And really, the backyard, you know, used to be a space where you mow, where you trim the hedges. And really, since 2 years ago, we've been wanting to build that outdoor oasis. And the number one request that I'm receiving is they want to extend the kitchen space. They literally want all of the amazing things that they have on the inside of the kitchen, inside space kitchen, to be on the outside. This is the place where you cook, deliver meals, where everyone can congregate. And homeowners, they really want to do it with durable, low-maintenance products that are good for the environment, and propane can meet all those needs. Turn that outdoor, space into a showcase.
Yeah, we're going to break down the specifics a little bit more, Matt, but, you think about all that landscape, all that property, you know, if all you do is just mow it and edge it and, you know, you drive by, but you're really just not getting involved. But now homeowners are saying, hey, why not? Well, we should have been doing this for years, and they're enjoying their homes. It's kind of redefining the whole idea of enjoying your home, isn't it?
What you really need to do is that, you know, you need to think about what's going to keep you outside, especially if you live, in a region with climate. You know, I'm in Kansas City. You get cold. You get, you know, you get heat. So if you put those elements into your backyard, they're going to work. And really, the front and center of every backyard's got to be a good grill, right? Grill that I'm putting in. Run on propane. Over 42 million families use propane for outdoor grilling. It gives you, what I love about it, it gives you instant on and off convenience. It gives you precision temperature. You get these perfectly done meals. And I'm in Kansas City, so I almost put a smoker, in every backyard that I'm doing.
Right.
I think it's actually probably a law here in Kansas City. And it's, you know, you get these propane powered smokers that can operate at these, higher temperatures than electric powered smokers. They provide, you know, amazing temperatures. You get great ribs, chicken, brisket. I'm already hungry. And then another big advantage is that you have a propane powered smokers and grills. So, you know, these are can go where, you know, electrical, propane, powered, or sorry, electrical, smokers can. This is near like pools, and near water. So you got this, you know, the great, power of propane, and then you got the great versatility of it as well.
Well, I can tell you, Matt, here in Florida, you start putting up your smokers, and guess what? Yeah, you get to learn about your neighbors really quick, you know, because, you know, they're enticed with all the great smells going down the block, right?
You become very popular when you're out there. Yeah, it's amazing. You know, I tell you, out here in Kansas City, they do neighborhood smoke, like cook-offs. It's amazing.
Well, how much fun is that? See, this is the thing. This is what brings community together. It's, you know, it's interesting. Just the power of food and breaking bread, you know, with your neighbors. And man, nothing like having a good smoker and people that know what they're doing here to, really heighten the experience. Let's talk about a few ideas to extend the fun when the sun goes down, Matt.
Yeah. You know, cozy fire pits. You know, even in Florida, I've been out there. There's been some cold nights in Florida, but it's not only, you know, about the heat. It's about the ambiance. It just gives the whole backyard energy. And in my opinion, an entertainment area wouldn't be complete, without an outdoor fireplace, a fire pit. Propane is a great way, to give you that real ambiance, that real warmth instantly. And when you're done, you simply turn it off. You don't need to wait for the coals to cool down. You don't have a messy soot to clean up. And really, in some states, I don't know if they do it out there in Florida, but they are restricting traditional wood-burning outdoor fireplaces during certain times of the year, and that's due to their detrimental impact on the air quality.
Yeah, we're not running into much of that right now as much as we run into the bug quality. You know, those doggone bugs, you know, they're just not necessarily welcome agents. So we have our fun trying to keep them out of our fun.
Yeah. And I tell you, a big fan, you know, you want to do a big fan over your outdoor dining area. You know, mosquitoes can't fly that well. Also, lemon verbena is a great thing to plant. Citrus trees, you know, you can do a lot of citrus out there. That's also going to keep away. And right before you go outside, take that lemon verbena and rub it on your hands, kind of activate it, get that smell in the air. That's going to help keep those bugs away. But yeah, it's amazing. When I moved from California to Kansas City, I did not know that there's that many variety of bugs in the world. It is amazing. I see a new one every day.
I'm with you. I grew up in California, so I went through the same thing. And I just, you know, you go east, and the further east you go, the bugs just seem to keep getting bigger and more prolific. But, hey, a great tip here. Hey, we're talking with licensed contractor Matt Blasia. He's everything you want in a versatile handyman, and then some. His home improvement company once used the slogan, "One call fixes it all." And Matt made a point of always delivering on that promise. And, of course, he's delivering, you know, today and sharing these great ideas for us. So what are the environmental benefits? We touched on that a little bit, of propane over other energy options, Matt.
Yeah, that's what I want to talk today, because it's important to me that families are informed about their energy options. And I think the Propane Council is doing a great job at that. I'm proud to be a part of this education process. And propane produces 52% fewer greenhouse gas emissions than using an equivalent amount of energy generated from the U.S. electrical grid. And that's because really over 60% of the electricity production comes from natural gas or coal generation plants, which release more CO2 emissions. So, you know, whether you're using propane inside or outside, it's an affordable, reliable, clean energy source. That's good for the environment and families.
Well, Matt, I've got about a minute and a half left here. Any other advice that you've got up your sleeve that I can yank out of there to help our audience?
Yeah, absolutely. And, decide what you want in your backyard. Don't overcomplicate it. I know it's really one of the hardest things to do is figure it out. I always tell people, well, you know, in a house, the house is going to tell you where the kitchen is. It's going to tell you where the bathrooms are, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can just redo them. But in a backyard, you need to figure out where all those are, right? You're planning an entire space. Don't overcomplicate it. Figure out the three great things that you want, really. If the kitchen, dining, and a little fire area or a water feature, don't overcomplicate it. And try to make it all at one level, you know, very seamless, so you can transition from one space to the other. And really, you know, when you're designing your yard, design it, you know, not just for your family, but design it for, you know, a party for 10 to 15 people to come in, because, you know, you want to be able to experience. I love it. I built my backyard for, you know, a ton of people. So when everybody's in the backyard, enjoying the fireplace, enjoying the seating area, you know, it makes me feel great that everyone's, you know, nice and comfortable. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, the next time you fire up the grill, you know, give me a call, Matt. I mean, I want to be there. I want to check it out, see it firsthand, make sure that all is well with it. You know, is that's like a great party house and great fun there in the backyard, no doubt about it.
I'll blow you away with my burnt ends and brisket.
Oh, Lord. Oh, now, see, I was already hungry before. Now you're putting me over the top. Now you're getting me into the famished zone here. Okay, we've got to wrap things up, Matt. Matt, bless you. So tell everybody where they can go for more information.
Yeah, absolutely. Just head on over to propane.com/outdoor living.
There he is, HGTV host and residential home builder, Matt Blashaw, has been with us. Thank you, Matt. Take care.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Hey, welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez, and he is Adam Holtz, the director of PluggedIn.com. Hey, Adam, how you doing, buddy?
I'm medium this morning, Bill. I had a very sick daughter last night, and we went to the ER about 7 o'clock, and I got home about 5 this morning. So,
oh, wow.
It was a long night, but I figured, you know, I think I can still chat with you, but if I'm a little bit delirious, that's what's happening.
Well, I can appreciate it. Well, we pray that, you know, she heals up and all is well. I mean, that makes for a long night, boy, I'll tell you.
She had a very stiff neck and a high fever, and so we wanted to make sure she didn't have meningitis. But
exactly. Well, good.
But there you go.
Well, okay. Well, we pray that all will be well, and Jehovah Rophi, the God who heals, that's his name, healing. After all, he didn't take the stripes for nothing. He took those stripes for our healing. We pray that be about her, okay? So I appreciate that and pray that energy will be restored for you as well, you know, because I know how, you know, how that can be. It sometimes it works out that way. So, but anyway, God is faithful. Hey, finally had a chance to see Big George Foreman. I got to tell you, I was surprised. You know, it kind of trudged along there a little bit, and I think that one of the things that was tough for me is that because this was pretty much, I was very much aware of George Foreman in his history, and you know, I thought that they did an okay job in telling the story. But the crux of it, the important aspect about his redemption, you know, I got to tell you, I was a bit surprised that it touched, how it touched me. I was a bit emotional, you know, for him and seeing, you know, what how he was redeemed and all that he went through. And, of course, how difficult it is. You know, here he is. He's, you know, life's rolling along. He's doing really great. And he faces Muhammad Ali. And it was like Muhammad Ali, that fight just took the spirit right out of him.
Yeah, it did. It did. Right. And, you know, I think my memories of that era are pretty fuzzy. But, I know, like a lot of people, I think I have more memories of him being the pitchman for his grill and talking
right.
about all those boys named George. But
exactly.
I think with a story like this, what I appreciate is we get a glimpse of somebody who reached the pinnacle, you know, and then was plunged into the depths. And I think so often when we hear celebrity stories and champions stories, that's the way it is, you know. Mm. I think about Michael Phelps and, you know, the many, many, many records he has set, and yet he struggled with suicide, you know,
yeah.
that kind of ideation. And to me, it just goes to show how even reaching the pinnacle of success as the world defines it, it doesn't fill that ache inside, you know.
Exactly.
And we see that with George Foreman's story, that it really took an encounter with Jesus that was pretty dramatic.
Yeah.
To help him see what mattered most in life. And it changed his priorities. And the thing is, when somebody has that kind of encounter with Jesus, a lot of times the people around them, they don't get it. You know, even one of his own coaches didn't really understand, why would you trade this for that, right?
Yeah.
And I love that about the movie, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. It was, well, just like he said, his coach said, you know, played by Forrest Whitaker, that, you know, he changed one uniform for another. Well, and this is what George Foreman, he had gotten to that point. He said, man, I'm just changing uniforms and trusting in God. The other thing that came out really loud and clear was his praying mama. Huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, his mom's faith.
And again, I think about the passages that talk about our faith is foolishness to the world. And, you know, even as his mom is thanking God for providing, you know, a hamburger that they could divide up among the family. And, you know, later on, she's thanking God again for his provision. And George is like, Mama, God didn't provide that. I did, you know.
Yeah.
And God really had to, I guess, break is the right word, break George of his pride at his self-sufficiency, you know.
Yeah,
and again,
exactly.
All of us wrestle with self-sufficiency to some extent, right? I mean, maybe not to the level of a heavyweight boxing champion, but, you know, I think God is at work in all of our lives showing us, man, we got to depend on him. And last night, you know, as they were trying to figure out if my daughter had spinal meningitis, all of a sudden, you know, 1 minute things are regular, and the next minute you're thinking dark thoughts, you know?
Yeah,
how quickly things can shift, right? You know, an accident, a diagnosis, you know, a stock market crash. I mean, whether it's financial or physical or, you know, health or spiritual, those sorts of things. In a moment, we can have all of the security that we think that we have, you know, accomplished for ourselves. It can be stripped away and shown for what it is. And I think those moments are an opportunity for us to really trust God.
Well, and to hear his voice, we were just talking with Phil Hotzenpiller earlier. He did what he spoke about on Sunday in his service was, you know, the voice of God. And the voice of God is, it's so powerful that it comes from all directions. I mean, think about that.
Yeah.
And, you know, so that you know when you know when you're hearing the voice of God because it's so distinct, right? And if you've not heard the voice of God, I pray that you do whatever it takes to tune in and hear the voice of God, because you need to hear. It's just like you're challenged. You're going through this test last night with your daughter. It's whose voice are you going to hear?
Right.
I mean, because all kinds of things in our humanity, you know, we start wanting to, you know, make deals. We want to, you know, oh God, if you'll do this, you know, I'll do this. You know, I mean,
you
depending on the level of desperation, right? But
right.
It's like,
no,
but
we'll, in those moments, all of a sudden, we'll do anything, or what we would say that we would. Now, the fact of the matter is, even our best moments come up short in terms of God's assessment of holiness. You know, that our tears of repentance have to be washed in the blood of the cross. And yes. Yeah, even at my very best, I am still desperately broken and desperately in need of what Jesus did for me. And certainly as we face trials in life, those things put our successes in perspective. And, and I think most lives, hopefully you'll have some taste of success. And most of us are probably going to have moments where we realize that's not enough, just like George Foreman did.
Exactly. And you get to that point where, you know, I like what the word says, is that God will place you in a position of where wealth, you know, and not that it's all about wealth, but that wealth will pursue you.
Yeah.
In waiting on God, as and I know it took George Foreman, as it does for all of us, because we're humanoids and God understands us, and we're so grateful for his grace and mercy that endureth forever, right?
Amen.
Because he puts up with us. And here, George Foreman's life reminds us of that. By the way, real quick side note, only because you mentioned that, you know, all his boys, in which we knew about, all his boys were named George. But I never heard why.
Yeah.
Why he had named all his boys. I thought he had a great answer for that, right?
Yeah. Yeah, he did. Why don't you go ahead and tell us about
it? Well, what he said was that I named them all George because we stand together individually. Together, what one happens to one happens to the rest, because we're all George. Any of the accolades that we may get, we can all rejoice because we're all George. Any problems that we have, we suffer in that problem because we're all George. That was really cool. That was neat, you know.
I love that.
It was weird because I thought this is just some sort of goofy guy, you know, just naming.
Right.
He's got a lack of creativity. No, there was a purpose, and this is the thing that is the takeaway on this movie, is that for somebody to become a heavyweight champion of the world, I mean, he wasn't an idiot.
Right.
I mean, for all that he had gone through with, you know, in the poverty, as you mentioned, I mean, his mother's working her tail off providing for these kids. There's no dad in the household. It's just her and the kids, and they're splitting up a hamburger. I mean, they're taking little pieces of hamburger, and here's George, you know, his oversized young kid, this teenager, and all he knew during that period of time was that, you know, people would make fun of him, and, you know, he's not the guy you want to make fun of, because he retaliated. Hated, right?
Right. No, that's right. And I think, you know, to your point, that when we are people of gratitude, even when we, from, you know, our human perspective or the world's perspective, even when it seems like we don't have enough, we can thank God for his provision. And I think that I like what Paul has to say. You know, I've been in want and I've had plenty, and I've had to learn contentment. And I think for most of us, there is a process of learning what does it mean to be content. And I think that very deliberate expression of gratitude for God's provision is a huge component in that. And, you know, another passage says, godliness with contentment is great gain. And I think, boy, that is absolutely right, in a culture that is insatiable, right? I mean, we live in a culture that says the only thing that matters is that you get more, and that you get more than the next person, and that you get what you're entitled to suggest that actually we can say it's enough, I am content, and I am trusting God. That's where the real riches are.
Exactly. Well, I like what Pat Riley wrote about in his book, Showtime, about the Lakers winning seasons. He referred to that instance as the disease of more. I mean, think of that. The disease of more. Dis-ease of more.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not godly. And there's no peace in that arena where you have a dis-ease, like you said. There's no ease. There's no peace.
No.
Right?
No, there's not. There's just this driving hunger for more, and you can never satisfy it.
Yeah, without a doubt. Adam Holtz, we'll leave it there. Godspeed, my friend. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks, Bill.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.